إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to complete the wrap up of our series on the criterion where Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an announcement and gave a warning, and he said, and he not just did he give a warning, but he took an oath before he gave the warning, and he took an oath by time, said wal asr. On a side note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to take an oath by anything in his creation, but when we take an oath, we are not permitted to take an oath by anything in the creation, but only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's an important thing to remember. Of course, the issue of taking oaths itself is not something to be taken lightly. To simply keep on saying by this, by that, that is not correct. Even with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, sometimes it becomes almost like a taqiya kalam, where people say wallahi, wallahi, billahi, and this is not correct. You know, you don't keep on saying wallahi for everything. So, an oath is a very serious matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wallasr, by time, Allah took an oath by time. And Allah said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. If you take the grammatic part of it, Allah is not just saying, الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily and truly and surely, الْإِنسَانَ, everybody, all human beings, are in لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Again, second emphasis. Now imagine that one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you take the first two ayat of Surah Al-Asr, and the surah has only three ayat. If you take the first two ayat of the surah, three times, one because of the oath, and second one in this ayah, inna and lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing the fact that human beings as a multitude, in collectively all human beings, are in a state of loss. They are destitute, they are completely, desolate. There is no, nothing good. It's all evil and it's all loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then qualified and said, except those who have these four qualities. First quality is iman. To have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in all the completeness of the meaning of iman. So in that iman comes all that we believe in, comes the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes the living by that belief. It's not just a matter of saying, I believe in Allah, I believe in the Day of Judgment. Our lives must reflect that belief. And that's what I remind myself first and foremost, and then remind you, that our lives must reflect that iman. Otherwise, it has no meaning. If you say, I believe that I will stand before Allah, but then our life is such that it does not reflect this belief. We are living a life of disobedience, of rebelliousness. And then, of course, if you really believe that, then that means on the Day of Judgment, when you stand before Allah, you are going to be humiliated. You are going to be punished. Now, what sense does it make? I believe I will stand before Allah, but I am doing the things which will lead to punishment. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We ask Allah to save us from this foolishness. So, therefore, the belief must be supported by the action. The action must reflect the belief. It's not just a matter of saying, I believe. It's a matter of believing and acting on it. And as I mentioned earlier, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. O you who believe, believe. Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaffatan. Allah said, O you who believe, enter into Islam completely. Because we enter into Islam partially. We do what we like, we leave out what we don't like. And this is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So, illalladhina amanu. And then, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As I said, first of all, آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah did not say آمَنُوا أَوْ عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah did not say iman or good deeds. No. Allah said iman and good deeds. So first definition of the good deed is that which reflects that iman. Number one. Number two, if you take it in the context of the aspects of deen, then the iman reflects or refers to the aqidah and ibadat, and the amalu salih refers to all the huququl ibad, which is the akhlaq, the muamilat, the muashara, that is the consequence of the akhlaq and muamilat. inshallah. So therefore, these two aspects. And then, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, the one who invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not simply enough to believe and to do good deeds, but also invite others to that. Because if you take something good for yourself, you want the same good for your brother. If you don't want it for your brother, then we have to doubt. Do you really consider that thing to be good for yourself? Then why are you hoarding it? Why are you being stingy about it? Why are you keeping silent about something which is good? So convey it. Convey it, not convince somebody. Convey it. Your job is to convey, not to convince. Whether it is convinced or not convinced, that's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But job is to convey. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And then وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Sabr refers to two things. One is consistency in this tawasub al-haq, and secondly, that consistency will result or can result, may Allah protect us from that, because I don't think we have the capacity to bear it, but Allah, that can result in difficulties, it can result in pushback from the system, because the system paradoxically does not like invitation towards good. Then the system always likes invitation towards evil. If you take, for example, if you want to apply for a permission to build a masjid, in most places, that's a big problem. You have to go and apply for permission, and you have to do this and that, and you have to, you know, convince the people and communicate with the society and put it up on notice boards and face all sorts of music because you want to establish a masjid. But if you want to establish, a bar or a saloon or something like that, or open a club in which you will sell alcohol, no problem. Community does not push back nothing. I mean, everything is smooth. I was recently in a place where they told me that the community is there is a proposal. There is a club there. There is a proposal to rebuild this club, and they are raising 200 crores. How much? 200 crores to rebuild the club, and the majority of the income of the club is from sale of alcohol from the bar. Major source of income is from the bar, and this is a Muslim country. The members of the club are all Muslim, except for a few. Then we expect the help of Allah to come, we expect Khilafat, we expect, you know, all kinds of things, we expect all our du'as to be accepted, and wallahi, subhanallah, ajeeb. I'm not going to name the country, I go to many Muslim countries, so I don't waste your time guessing which country. Point is, I am speaking the truth, I'm telling you what I was informed. Where is the tawasub al-haq? Where is the tawasub al-sabr? Where is iman? Where is amal salih? What is the meaning of this? People vying with each other for membership of the club. So seriously, we have to ask ourselves these questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the criterion. And Allah says, except for these people who have these four qualities, everyone else is in a state of loss. And remember, when will it be tested whether we have these qualities or not? Not today. I can sit here and talk like this till the cows come home. But what will count is what happens when I'm dying. What counts is what will happen when I am dying. And if I am dying, may Allah protect me from that, at the time of my death, if I am not where I am today, at least in terms of my speech, then all of this, whatever I may have done, will get wiped out in one stroke. We ask Allah to save us from that kind of an ending where all the deeds of the life are wiped out because of something that you say or do at the time of your death. And as I have mentioned before, that time of the death is a time of test. That is the time of test, where that iman will be tested like it has never been tested in our lives. Shaitan will use, today Shaitan is playing games with us. He is playing games with us. He just puts one waswasa, he just puts one desire, he puts one thing, and we are gone, head over heels in that thing. On that day, Shaitan will come and sit and he will use his entire force. Just think, I mean, if you can't even resist one waswasa of the shaitan, how on earth are you going to resist the full force of shaitan when he wants to take you away from Islam? And if he is successful, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help, because without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot succeed. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, first, ta'iz billah, ask the panah, ask the protection of Allah. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect. But we ask Allah to give us the tawfiq to ask for that protection. Because if the shaitan is successful, then whatever we did, the whole of our life will become zero. Because if you die on kufr, you die on shirk, khalas, finished. That's it, end of the story. Because after that, there is no tawbah. There's no turning back from that. That's from that onwards, there is only one-way traffic. Whichever way we choose, that's where it goes. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that kind of an ending. Su al-khatima. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a khatima bil khair, inshaAllah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in such a way that this khatima bil khair becomes our qadr, our muqaddar. We ask Allah to write it for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to leave us on our nufus, not to leave us on our desires, even for the blinking of an eyelid. Allahumma rahmataka arju, fala takilna ila anfusana tarfat ayn, aslih lana sha'nana kullah. لا إله إلا أنت ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا توفنا مسلما وألحقنا بالصالحين وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.